Taking a needed vacation there, Dwayne, so you got me today.
I had you last week, and you did great.
Well, it's always fun to fill in once in a while and see what's going on in the world of gardening, even though I know about as much as Paul does, so we'll defer to you for what questions ever we would need answered today. But I don't think we have any questions right at the moment here. If anybody has anything, give us a call here at 320-598-7301. And we will get those questions answered on the air today.
Yeah, please call in.
That's right.
Answer those questions, because if you have that question, probably somebody else does too, so.
That's right. Well, what's been going on down at Heather Nursery lately?
Well, we've been selling trees, which is great. Perennials are a good thing. I've been doing a lot of landscape design plans. And our landscape crews have been very busy, so that's kind of what's going on there. People coming in with their questions, and hopefully we have the solutions. And
all right. Well, what's our plant of the week? I left my phone in the other room. I know we had that. I was looking at it earlier. But I think it's a bunch of plants, isn't it?
At plant of the week, I called it the vegetable garden.
A lot of those around this year, a lot of good produce. My wife's got one pretty good one going that we've had some good cucumbers and tomatoes and things out of. How are the gardens doing this year?
I think the gardens are doing very well. Good. I took a picture there, and I mean, things that are going well right now are sweet corn, and you said like tomatoes and cucumbers and green beans and peppers, and so you can't hardly beat that. So.
All right. Yeah, and what's any concerns that people should have or things they should be doing in the garden right now? Probably watering them a little bit, huh?
Well, when it was so darn hot, we had a lot of questions on curling leaves and all that type of stuff. And with a little cooler weather and that rain, I think things really bounced back and are doing good. But things went under stress, and there was a lot of moisture, so I wouldn't be afraid to put some fertilizer on your garden to get that nutrients into the vegetables themselves, so when you eat them, you get the nutrients.
Yeah, it's everything's looking considerably greener. I think they're kind of appreciated that 2.5-inch rain, or approximately, we've had around here lately.
That was awesome. We needed that, or else we would really be, we'd be talking about a lot of different things right now.
Yeah, I even went out and mowed my lawn. I waited till it rained like you told me last time, though.
Good. Yep. And people can do that now, and I've been spraying a lot of lawns. I sprayed before that the rain, and boy, it sure wiped the clover out. So if you're looking at clover and crabgrass in your lawn, crabgrass is getting huge, but if you've kept mowing it, you can still spray that out and kill it if you want.
Okay. And as we talked earlier, that fall is, we're getting toward fall here, and that's always the best time to spray your yard, right?
Well, yep. Usually when it cools off, you have that first frost, it kind of activates the weeds to take the nutrients out of the leaf and put it in the roots. And if you spray them at that time, they're taking that herbicide into their roots, and it kills the whole plant. So that's a great time to be. Fall is definitely time to spend some money on your lawn.
All right. Well, the concern of the week is keeping my birch tree growing.
A lot of birch are having problems with that hot weather. They did not like that at all. If you think about where you find birch in nature, it's in northern Minnesota or whatever, and usually mixed in with a bunch of other trees, so it's shaded. And then we try to take that birch and put it in our front yard where it's nice and hot. So concern there is keep that going. Definitely water your birch trees, because they do like wet roots. I would also fertilize that, and if you have, I would check it out. There's a pest that's invading the birch trees too. It's called bronze leaf birch borer, and if you see little holes in your birch tree, you should probably put some kind of systemic bug killer on the ground and water it in. So just check out your birch tree. If it's not looking full as it should be, you probably should take care of it.
There are a lot of birch trees around. I guess I haven't noticed a whole lot in my neighborhood.
A lot, but you know, a lot of people use the plant clump birch that has the multi-stem, and it's a nice decorative type tree. And there's paper birch, which has the white bark, and there's river birch, which have more of a copper colored bark, cinnamon colored bark. So it's a nice looking tree.
All right, we just got a question in here. Get to that here right now. How soon can we cut off our bleeding hearts and irises?
The bleeding hearts have pretty much died back that I see, and you can cut that down. And then you know what? Don't water them a lot, because what you'll do is rot the roots. They don't like to be watered after they've gone dormant, okay? The iris I would do is, they'll stay green, but you know, they'll start turning brown on the edges, is what they call fan them back, is just make a fan shape so they're about 4 or 5 inches high and just kind of round it off. And that's how you take care of your iris. And the bleeding hearts you can cut to the ground, but then don't water them anymore, or else they've gone dormant. It's like a bear hibernating, okay? You don't need to take care of it.
Yeah, I know you're telling me about the grass going dormant here. That was all that brown grass that we had. That seems to be coming back to life a little bit.
Yeah, you know, Kentucky bluegrass, which is the main grass that we have around here, has a survival instinct that if it doesn't get enough moisture, it will go brown, okay? If that goes more than 6 to 8 weeks, it'll start dying. So it was great that it started raining again. That hydrated that plant. And the lawns are turning green.
What's the best way to, I was wondering if you know, like water a tree or something out there, is it best to put that hose out there and run a whole lot of water on it, or let it drip over a period of time, and then you should water the whole, hit the leaves and all that, I would imagine. What's the best way to, technique to water a tree properly?
You have an established tree, okay? You could run that water out there for a little bit, but I wouldn't put it on full blast, but on low. Or if you like to be outside, I'd go and water that tree all around the drip line of the tree so it soaks in. And if you have a young tree that you planted the last, you know, this year or last couple years, I would water it so it gets 10 to 20 gallons of water. If you have a number of trees, I'd water one, then go to the next one, and go to the next one, then come back and give it a second drink, because I think that second drink, they can absorb better, and it's kind of loosened up the ground from the first watering.
Okay, what's the best way to, these are my questions now, because I'm just kind of thinking about things that I've been concerned about over the period of time. The snowplow, for example, last year got a little close and dug a little piece out of my yard there, so I had some sod that was laying up on the grass. I tried to put some of that back, but I need to put some other grass seed in there. What kind of preparation should you do if you have a, say, bare spot in the lawn and you want to put some grass, better?
If it's not a real big spot like you did, you know, Maynard, you can take like a hard rake and rake that up really good so you loosen that soil. I'd put a little starter fertilizer on there so you give it a good start. And then I'd buy a good quality grass seed that, you know, blends in with the rest of your lawn, and then sprinkle that in there, and then take a soft rake or flip your hard rake over and just barely cover it over, and then keep that area moist. August is the time that if you're going to do a big lawn project and you're going to reseed your lawn, you should be killing that area now with some kind of product, non-selective thing that kills everything green, like Roundup, or there's other organic products that will kill that, and then get it tilled up, and should seed your lawn like the third or fourth week of August, so it's time to think about seeding your lawn.
Another question just popped up on my computer here. Is it too late to give my evergreens a second application of needle cast disease fungicide?
Nope. You should definitely do that. We do a spraying job or sell a lot of Biomentum tree spray, and we just started our second round. In fact, that's what I've been doing this morning. Kind of waited because it was hot and dry, but definitely get that spray on there, and it'll stop that fungus problem that we have in the evergreens. Plus, if you have ash trees and you want to stop that emerald ash borer, get that second round of spray on your ash trees, too.
How is the emerald ash borer situation right now? What are you seeing?
You know, I hadn't seen any emerald ash borer last year. I saw evidence of it, but I didn't see any actual beetles. But we do some spraying down by Canby, and there's definitely... It's definitely the beetle is down by Canby. I think it's a little north of Dawson here, between Dawson and Milan. There's some evidence of that. But if you go around to towns like Wilmer, Marshall, Watertown, Sioux Falls, they're cutting trees down like crazy. So if you have an ash tree, I would definitely spray it before you have a problem.
What are any other concerns you're getting in the store there? People asking you questions about any particular topics?
Well, the emerald ash borer type thing, and you know, before it got a little cooler, it was curling of the tomatoes, the leaves on the tomatoes. We always have the same question, you know, my tomatoes aren't ripening, but I think that was from the hot weather, but I think that'll kind of go by itself. We have to have some patience there. I was in Paul Ramo's yard this morning, and I saw his tomatoes are turning red, so it's time for tomatoes, and they're great. Terry gave me some tomatoes day before yesterday, and they sure are good.
How's Paul's grass doing over there? I think he was planting some grass or something. Is that growing pretty good?
He poured a patio and put some new sidewalks in this spring, and so I was over there today and sprayed Roundup around that to kill the weeds that were in there. And then we're going to till along his sidewalk and patio and then seed that. So our goal is to do that before the state fair, and that's not too far away.
All right.
A couple weeks we'll be spraying or seeding Paul's yard.
And that kind of brings up, if anybody does want some work done around their yard that way, or a little landscaping or something, you're able to do that for them.
Yeah, I mean, I could help them out and give them an estimate or whatever if they want, or if they want to do it themselves and they need some advice. I've been doing that for 50 plus years, so.
You should know something then, right?
A little bit.
How wide an area do you get out and cover, Dwayne?
I get questions from all over. I mean, and yesterday we had some people come down here. Well, I don't remember it was, but they was over 100 miles away. So we cover a big area. On landscaping, I would say at least a 100-mile radius around here.
So you got to get out and about a little bit.
But within that 100 miles, it sure keeps us busy. So we can just take care of our hometown people. And that's what we want to do.
And we don't want you to get bored, so give them a call, right?
Well, I don't get bored. I see my desk. I got a lot of things going on, so that's great. I like to be busy.
Well, Dwayne, we're just about out of time here. Why don't you give them the hours and locations of your stores there?
We have stores in Madison there, Dawson, and Montevideo, and there's a little variation on the hours, but generally from 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock, and from Monday through Friday and Saturday, usually till noon. And if you need us besides that, please give us a call. And if you have questions, don't be afraid to call us, Madison, Dawson, or Montevideo, and glad to help everybody out.
All right. Well, thanks for the info there, Dwayne, and we look forward to chatting with you again next week, and Paul will be back on the scene again, so we will talk to you later.
Thank you, and everybody have a great day.